The FBI is prioritizing race over qualifications for its hiring practices. That's what the House Judiciary Committee is looking into. They sent this letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray asking for documents related to their hiring practices because whistleblowers say they have been prioritizing diversity over qualified hires, and specifically, this is what they're doing. To more easily accommodate a larger pool of available applicants, FBI special agent hiring standards have been relaxed and requirements measurably lowered in categories that include physical fitness, illicit drug use, financial irregularities, mental health, full-time work experience, and integrity. You no longer have to have those things to work for the FBI.
Really raising your standards over
the time, because I don't want any of those qualities in an FBI agent. I want them to be, you know, like financially vulnerable, hopped up on whatever.
Oh my God!
Right, it's basically the
shirt that won't fit. And they're like, "All right, come on, Agent Tubby, let's get out there. We gotta
drug use." I mean, let's just all look at that list a little bit longer. These things are A-okay.
The lack of integrity, like what did you? Why?
Oh my God! I missed
that list.
I missed that. You don't have to have integrity to work at the FBI. Thank you, FBI. So now they've lowered their standard. Integrity. I missed that.
Physical fitness. Like, oh, okay. Can you run after victims? Nope.
Victims.
Okay. Or run after bad guys?
Well, you probably can't even run after victims.
You can't run after anybody.
This guy's dead. I can't even run after that guy. But I also love, what was mental health.
Yeah.
They're going to lower their qualities for mental health too, which, you don't want you don't want FBI agents to have high mental health.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Are you crazy? Fat? Use drugs? Have bankruptcies? Lie a lot? Have experience? We want
morally questionable.
The FBI wants you.
Right. Okay. This is funny only because it's tragic. Right? We have to laugh or else we'll just lose our minds. Whistleblowers have said this. And also they say that the FBI has fewer candidates than ever before. They say
that. I wonder
why. Yeah. I mean, anybody.
Can you imagine telling someone you work at the FBI? Like, can you imagine like at a dinner party? Like, what is Johnny doing now that he's graduated college? He works at the FBI. They'd be like, oh God.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I mean, you know, there are a lot of respectable people.
Severe gambling problem?
Yeah.
wasn't he mentally handicapped as well? Little Johnny, he's now at the FBI.
Awesome. I mean, look, there are a lot of respectable people who work at the FBI who worked really hard to get those jobs because they had an ideal about catching bad guys. That's why we have so many whistleblowers, because they're horrified at what's happening to an organization that they respected. Otherwise, we wouldn't know this.
Yeah, look at Garrett O'Boyle, like an American patriot. I mean, look, you know, and these individuals quit the FBI and turned whistleblower once he saw, of course, what was happening at these different field offices targeting Catholics. You're going to go into, you know, church services. Like, mm-hmm. that's the Americans we're targeting now.
Yeah, this is on the list. Now, what they say is they have so few applicants, and so they can't even be choosy anymore. Look at these numbers. They say that from the mid-90s until the early 2000s, the FBI had over 100,000 applications on file at any given time. And during that time, roughly 1,000 new agents, or 1% of those who were applied, graduated from the academy. So 1% completion rate of 100,000 people who wanted in at any given time. Now, they say, they have only an estimated 48,000 applications on file. What that pass-through rate is, who knows? It's probably a lot higher than 1% because they need them and they have no standards. You know, so they're asking now the FBI, have you lowered these standards in order to meet the president's diversity mandates or in order to meet historically low application numbers? The mandate that they speak of was put into place. It's this one on day one of the Biden administration, ordering all federal government agencies to ramp up the diversity in historically underserved communities. Now the Republican-led committee is saying that this has made us all less safe with less qualified agents at the helm. This is from the letter from the Congress saying the FBI's hyperfixation on hitting Biden's DIA DEI initiatives rather than qualifications that make the best federal law enforcement candidates and officers has created a climate within the FBI that puts the American public and American civil liberties at risk. And then see here, he lists examples, like you said, the Richmond office targeting Catholics, the pre-dawn raid on pro-life advocate Mark Huuk, and the FBI's nefarious role in ensuring the Hunter Biden laptop story was suppressed. Now that happened, though, that's not necessarily fair to blame that on Biden, because it happened under Trump, the suppression of the Hunter Biden story, in order to clearly get Biden elected. So, you know, this just shows that some natives are in charge at the FBI and were before the Biden administrator initiative. But given that there are so many whistleblowers now, it shows that most agents know that this is fundamentally wrong and they want their agency to return to a place of integrity. But for how long, right? How long can this continue until what? Like, play this out. What happens to the FBI if they continue to have such low qualified candidates?
Look no further than the U.S. military, which under George W. Bush, of course, lowered their standards during when no one wanted to sign up and go and die in Iraq under Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld. So, and live and die in Afghanistan for 20 years. So what did George W. Bush do? He lowered the standards to get into the United States military. Of course, then it was exacerbated by President Barack Obama. We're going to allow, you know, trans individuals. We're going to keep those fitness standards as low as possible. George W. Bush famously lowered the mental standards so mentally ill individuals could join the U.S. military under George W. Bush. And now the FBI is hiring mentally ill agents. So look no further. What's happened to the United States military? Of course, recruitment has collapsed. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't last 10 days against a Russian army,
right,
or an Iranian army or a Chinese army right now. We are absolutely deficient from a readiness standpoint, as Colonel McGregor has outlined on our show. So I think look at the military to see that, right?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to give the last word on this one to Coleman Hughes, because recently I read his book, The End of Race Politics. Coleman Hughes, I'm showing you right there, I'll be honest, because he is a black person saying these words. And we don't live in a colorblind society. So if a white man says this, we don't listen, or we call them a racist. But if a black man says it, we listen. This is what he says about diversity. And I think it's funny. So I'm going to read a lot of it. But I know you don't like it when I just read you books, so I won't do that. But he talks about how we should reconceive diversity as neutral, because it's neither good or bad. Are you laughing at me? Because
I'm laughing at you. Like, you said, I'm not going to... What did you say? I'm not going to
read this whole thing.
I'm not going to read this whole book, but I'm going to read it. I'm going to read the whole thing.
I'm not going to read you the whole thing. Okay. I'm going to read you only the funnier parts.
Okay, good.
So I know that, like, Natalie's bringing her highlights from a book and it gets boring. So I'm going to try and make it not boring.
Okay.
All right. So he says, you know, we hear slogans like diversity is our strength. And he says that race is a meaningless trait that does not map neatly into anything that we should care about, that racial diversity in and of itself is neutral. He says we may rehearse these nice platitudes, but nobody really believes that Earth, Wind and Fire would have been better if they'd added a white musician, or that the Beatles were in desperate need of a Hispanic bandmate to round out their sound, or that when you go to your favorite Mexican restaurant, you think, wow, they really need a white person in the kitchen. Clearly, he says racial diversity isn't good or bad. And for example, it's great that the NYPD is racially diverse because it reflects its society. But does that mean that government should impose racial diversity in police forces by standards? No, we want police forces that maintain race-neutral standards of entry and are racially diverse. But insofar that there is an inherent trade-off between these two goals, and there very well could be in some cases, it could make sense to compromise on the former. And so when you compare police jobs to, say, firefighting, here the goal is to get the best for the job. It doesn't matter, right? A firefighter, if they're white, black, Hispanic, or Asian, and the job doesn't depend on public perception of being a balanced force. So he says, I would argue that the colorblind merit should reign supreme, and that the most jobs and spaces in society are more like firefighting than policing. We should generally want the best people for the job, And in most cases, the ability to do the job doesn't depend on public perception. So let's ask ourselves this question about the FBI. If it's too white, do we think that they don't function? If it's too male, if it's too fit, if the personnel body of like the group of people who take on FBI jobs, does it depend on public perception of their makeup, of their diversity, or should we just want the most qualified people? So has it turned out indeed that the FBI has gone astray? Do you think the Beatles needed a Hispanic band member? What do you think? Is diversity neutral or is it good? Let us know.
Instead of a drummer, instead of Ringo Starr, Julio Sanchez.
Yeah.
On the drums.
Or, I don't know.
John Paul George and Julio.
And Joao.
And Julio down by the schoolyard.
Right.
Let us know in the comments below.
We won't get anything from this, right? Christopher Wray may or may not submit those documents to the House committee. They probably will have a hearing. They'll film themselves grilling Christopher Wray. Maybe he'll make some changes or say that he'll make some changes, but they won't because the House Judiciary Committee has no real power of legislation to make it stop. So this will mostly be grandstanding that we'll see politicians using their fundraising emails and their X feeds, but we should at least watch it because it's wild.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.